Thanks for downloading the Overdrive podcast. If you're ever looking to get behind the scenes, it's simple. Follow us on Instagram at TSN1050, or you will see myself, O-Dog and Noodles, what we do in the studio, before the show, during the show, after the show, constantly updating stories and best of clips. Again, follow us on Instagram at TSN1050.
Never filtered, always fun.
She might be concerned that, yeah, the O-Dog's rubbing off on Jonas, and all of a sudden he's turning into a totally different person.
Comes home, throws
barrel out,
throws his stuff on the floor,
drops some moose, doesn't flush.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Does your dad or anybody like in this industry ever complain about like hearing problems when they're done? Because I find it so loud in my ear all day, every day. I see in my future hearing problems.
Yeah, all the time. My dad's hearing is terrible. And it's been terrible for a long time.
And I bet you if you went up to any longtime radio person, they would say they can't hear crap.
Especially like back in the day, the DJs who would play music and it would be blaring in their ears and in their studios. And usually they're music junkies, so they go to a lot of concerts. I don't know if talk radio should have the same effect. And it's kind of on us. We don't have to blare our headphones as much as we do.
But you kind of need it in your ear, right?
I like it. Like, I'm totally thrown off when I don't have my headphones on. Jonas, you've been in radio a long time, and you've hosted before, and you've co-hosted a lot. But do you have that same feeling, or you don't really care?
I don't really care. But I can understand it. Just turn the volume down.
It's more of a comfort thing. I don't know. I like to hear myself. I like to hear what you guys are saying.
I don't think people who aren't in radio know what you're talking
about. No, it's a very inside radio thing. It's totally inside radio. But if you've seen the show on TV or if you've watched any of the clips that we post online or on Instagram or whatever, we wear headphones. That's not a surprise.
You know,
I think everyone knows radio hosts wear headphones.
It's like when you use the wrong hand for your phone. You know, when you like I use my left hand, but if I try to do it with my right, it doesn't work. Like, wasn't there a Seinfeld episode about that where he tried to use?
I don't know if it was his phone, but yeah.
Yeah,
I think
you pick
he might
up the
right.
phone with the wrong hand, and you can't talk to them. Was it Seinfeld?
No,
it's Curb.
No. Well, there was one though. There was a Seinfeld where if you're on the wrong side of the girl and you're trying to make a move, and she's on the left or on the right, it just throws your whole rhythm off.
It was Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay,
that's what it was.
But yeah, that's basically what we're complaining about. So you're worried about that you're going to have hearing problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost committed to it. If I'm lucky enough to do this job for like another 30 years, and hopefully I am, I'll be borderline deaf by the end of it.
What age do you want to retire?
I don't know. I haven't thought of it. Like, am I supposed to be thinking about that? I never know when you're supposed to commit to a retirement age. You know, like,
what's the official retirement age? 67 or is it 70 now?
65, I always thought. 65 was like the standard year.
See, I'm thinking like I'm 42. When I'm like 50, I could do this for maybe 10 more years and I'm out. I'm done. I'm out.
And just retire?
Yeah. And golf. And it's over.
That's fine. That'd be a great plan.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Don't you think you'll get bored?
No, not at that age.
That's what people who retire say. Like, it gets...
I'll fly up and do the show once a week in my 50s.
Okay. We'll have you in. I don't know, man. I don't know how you're supposed to make a plan for when you're 65, when you're in your 30s or in your 40s, let alone, like, 20s, breaking into the workforce. Imagine being 23 or 24, and you talk to someone in HR, and they're like, where do you see yourself in 40 years? And you're like, I don't have a clue if I'm going to be here in 40 days. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no money. I don't know how I'm going to move up the work
Maybe
ladder.
By then, they'll be able to extend your life.
Well, that's another curveball. Maybe robots will be over my job, and it won't even be available to me. Would you listen to a robot talk radio show? Yeah. Get that up on a poll question somewhere. If the robot was compelling enough, but you knew it was a robot, would you listen?
Probably.
If you say yes, I could be in big trouble.
If the robot made me laugh and was funny,
right?
I would listen.
I would listen to a robot too, I think.
If he just pumped out stats, no robot. But if he was funny?
Yeah, engaging personality, some good takes, interesting interviews. What the hell do you need me for?
How could the robot do that, though?
I don't know, but programming is an amazing thing. That Elon Musk character's scaring me enough with what he's doing.
Who's Elon Musk?
You don't know who Elon Musk is?
No.
And you're on my trivia team? Tesla, and he just shot something into space.
He's Tesla?
Yeah, he's the owner and founder and creator of Tesla.
Being.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a human being's name, does it?
No, he sounds like a robot.
Elon Musk, the robot who happens to be a human. Actually, you're not alone. I'm goofing on you, but I think my sister-in-law didn't know who he was this weekend. He came up at the cottage. We were up north, and Elon Musk came up because he went to Queens. That's why he came up. He went to Queens, and we started talking about that, and I guess he was going to school in Kingston or whatever, and there were multiple people in the house when we brought his name up that didn't know who he was. So you're not alone. You know who he is, right, Jonas?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on the robot.
Robot talk radio? He wouldn't be as choppy as
like,
me.
Can you imagine him conducting interviews?
If it's a compelling question, not to mention the robot would ask anything. Like there would
he
be
doesn't
no
care.
Doesn't care. Like as much as I like to believe we try to avoid the softball question, let's be honest, sometimes it comes up. Sometimes you have someone on and you're like, yeah, it's a good guy. He's coming on to talk about a charity or something. Just float a couple of softballs at him. Let's see if we can get a laugh going here. The robot wouldn't have anything to do with that. The robot would destroy any interview he ever approached. He or she or it, whatever you want to label it.
Well, what about the conversations like open door bathroom sessions and all that? Like,
see, that's the thing. The robot could not speak real life.
No, open door mooses he has no dealings with.
No, wouldn't be able to come up. So they wouldn't be able to cut any promos of the robot. But the actual content, the takes, like I'd be curious to get a robot's take on the Red Sox signing J.D. Martinez.
Let's get a robot in here.
Okay. Go ahead and book a robot for us, and let's try to get
there
their take.
There was robots skiing at the Olympics. We can get a robot in here for the show.
Well, the thing is, baseball, it's more about stats. It's more scientific than any other sport.
Let's work on getting a robot in here for a segment and see what they have to say.
I'll tell you what a robot would say. J.D. Martinez last year had a 4.1 WAR. He had a .303 batting average, 45 bombs, 104 RBIs, on base of .376, OPS over 1,000. Like, those are the stats that a robot could spit out and make a compelling argument for why this was a really good signing by Boston.
It would be like, instead of me, you had Siri just be
that's what we need. Co-host. We need a fourth co-host that's a robot that we can go to at any time
just
we want.
Ask questions.
Exactly. We should get a Siri in studio. Hey, Siri, what kind of numbers did J.D. Martinez put up?
JD
he just signed by the
Martinez.
Sox. Spits out his OPS, his on base, split stats between Detroit and Arizona last year.
Can you imagine if there was a robot who did my job and he went and talked to the players after the games?
What were J.D. Martinez's stats? There they are. Siri just pumped them out.
Well, why don't you have the audio up? You got to get the vocal, Siri.
Hang on, let's try it again.
Okay, let's avoid that. I don't see an app for that. Let's play the What Was O-Dog Searching game. What do you
what
think he was looking
up? What is J.D. Martinez's stats?
Here are J.D. Martinez's stats from the 2017-18 MLB season.
Thank you, Siri.
Pretty good.
Not bad, but we need her to spit them out, but we're not going to do that anymore because we're on live radio.
We're not getting a robot.
Honestly, I think players... I think they would, in a player scrum after a game, would dislike a robot more than they would dislike you.
Because the robot doesn't care.
That's right. Like, you still, there's a human element that goes into your job. You and the rest of the media that are down there surrounding whoever it is after a good game or a bad game, you're going to be humane about it. You're not going to crush them. You're not going to destroy them. Where a robot, like if a guy throws a pizza up the middle that gets turned over and goes in the back of the net and you lose a playoff game, that robot is right up to that guy and he's like, what the hell were you thinking with that turnover? You suck tonight. Explain yourself. I don't think players would want anything to do with a robot scrum.
The robot would have hot takes?
Potentially.
He doesn't care.
Why not? He's a robot. Until he gets reprogrammed, he can do whatever he wants. According to whoever programs that robot.
Would the robot have sources?
I guess. You could, right? You could send an email to the robot and be like, Leafs are in on Ryan McDonough. Spit that out. I don't know, man. I'm kind of getting worried about this. Changing the whole forecast of my career and retirement, and robots are going to boot us all out of our gigs. Anyway, that is official. J.D. Martinez signing with the Red Sox. So they won 93 games a year ago. They won the AL East. The Yankees ended up, I want to say, with 91 or 92, but they acquire Stanton this offseason. Judge is just going to keep getting better. Sanchez keeps getting better. They've got a couple of other kids that are coming up and are going to join them this year. The Sox, they've got Devers, who came up, who's one of the best young players in the game. Benintendi, with his rookie season, was great last year. Bogarts, they've got Mookie Betts, who's a legit superstar. Now J.D. Martinez. Hanley Ramirez is just going to be like a DH kind of flex type guy. Pedroia's still got something left. Like, Pedroia's still a good player.
Jackie Bradley's good. Like,
Jackie Bradley Jr.
It seems like it's just back to the 10 or 15 years ago where those two dominated the AL East, and they are going to for the next 5 or 6 years. And the Jays are just going to sit there and say, there's nothing we can do about what you're doing.
Well, it's like you're hoping for a second wild card.
Which is
a one game play in. So, like, what's the point of that?
It's a terrible position to be in. Like, the sales pitch has been awful all offseason by the Blue Jays brass in terms of them actually turning things around. And now the first 4 or 5 days of spring training have been really, really bad PR.
I told you last week they're trying to show Ace King suited, and really, when you flip them over, you've got 8-4 offsuit.
Well, and it doesn't help that with you having 8-4 offsuit, these other teams in your division, they actually might have Ace King suited.
Yes.
Like, they actually do. Like, and we've learned throughout history, sports is not predictable. There's no guarantees. Like, when you sit there and say it's a lock that this team's going here and that team's going there, that's not the way it works. Look who's first overall in the NHL today. The Vegas Golden Knights are first overall in the National Hockey League in mid-February. That's astonishing.
It is.
That's truly one of the great sports stories in history. It's a movie that's unraveling in front of our eyes. This is incredible. Nobody predicted that. The Oilers, who everyone thought was going to a cup final, are a tire fire again and a disaster. The same thing applies with baseball's unpredictability. But as of today, all you can do is take what you have, and that's what the team is on paper, the characters in the room, the injury history of the players, the capabilities of the managers, and we've got two rookies, both in Boston and in New York, so there's a bit of a wild card there with those two managers. But based on the formula that is available to us, punching the numbers in and coming out with some sort of prognostication in terms of what's going to happen, it's difficult to see anything but Yankees, Red Sox atop the AL East. Like, it's just really difficult. I don't care if you're the biggest Blue Jay fan of all time and the most optimistic fan of all time. It is borderline impossible to put together a case where you're like, Jays are winning 95 games and these two teams are not going to hit 95. Like, it's just borderline impossible to make that case.
Well, what would have to happen? So Donaldson would have to go like MVP Donaldson, which mm-hmm. is possible.
Yeah.
Tulowitzki would have to go like
anything better than what he's been.
Yeah, like replacement level.
And it's their starting pitching. That. Aaron Sanchez would have to be
Cy Young caliber.
Stroman, Cy Young caliber. Smoke would have to have another huge year.
Yep. Devin Travis would have to be healthy and play more than likely.
Yeah.
Kevin Pillar would have to hit better than he did in the second half.
Granderson and Pierce would have to be okay and left. Russell Martin would have to hold up.
Like, hold up. He's a beaten down guy. He's played a lot of games behind the plate.
He is beaten down.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, there are all of these things that have to go your way. And even if they do, there's no guarantees you're better than the Yankees and the Sox. That's something that's not being brought up. People that are making the case, well, if this breaks that way, if Sanchez does this, Stroman does that, Donaldson does this, Smoke does that, you still might not be good enough. You could have the perfect season and win 88 games.
Yeah. That's probably how it would work, right? I mean, the bullpen's still not
bullpen great. was okay last year. Like, you got Osuna, you got Tapera coming back, you got Barnes.
By the way, Fangraphs really like the Jaime Garcia signing.
Great.
I don't know if that makes you feel better, but
as a fifth starter, like, if you're plugging him in as your fifth guy, if you're expecting him to move further up the rotation,
yeah.
I can't imagine Fangraphs is loving it. I don't know. I can't speak for the robot that is Fangraphs.
The calculator.
Yeah. Anyway, Leafs coming off a 1-1 weekend, but both entertaining games. You were there in Pittsburgh and Detroit.
They were great games.
They were great games.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Like the media in Detroit after the game were like, well, the Leafs have Matthews and they have Marner and all these guys. That's the difference in sports. Like, if you don't have game breakers, go home. And like it's funny, like, when you
well, they've
you
got
bring
Dylan
it down
Larkin and Athanasiou, but I don't think
but
anybody
they're not looked. In that they're not even in that ballpark.
Not even
they're good players.
Yep.
Detroit has like lots of okay, good young players, yeah. But they
I
don't
guess
have
Detroit's
like,
a little bit like Carolina, where they got a bunch of really good players.
Yeah, like Tara Vinen's really good. Skinner's
but he's
really
not
good.
Austin Matthews.
Exactly.
For a decade, the Leafs were on the opposite side of that game last night.
Yeah.
Datsyuk scores that goal, and you're like, here we go.
Yeah.
I knew it. They played okay. They were in that game. They had it. Couldn't even get it to overtime because Datsyuk, the magic man, showed up.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened last night. Matthews was like, no, thank you. Check, please. 2 points. See you later.
It's all about the elite talent.
That's
like
it.
For the gate and for winning.
Yeah.
You don't win the cup without the star players, and nobody wants to come see you if you don't have them anyway.
Well,
it's all of it.
And that's the beauty of the sales pitch of watching and tracking the Maple Leafs.
The unfortunate part about it, Brian, is there's
not that many guys.
Yeah.
No, there aren't. But the Leafs are lucky to have a few of them.
No yes. kidding.
And what I have concluded, I don't know who they're playing in the first round, and I don't know how they're going to do. It will be a thoroughly entertaining series. I guarantee it. That is one thing I am willing to guarantee. I don't know if they're playing Tampa or Boston. I don't know if they're going to win or lose. But it will not be a four-game sweep that's lopsided and terrible. There's going to be a lot of action, a lot of back and forth. Because that's what the Leafs do, and that's what Tampa does. And Boston has that capability as well.
Yeah.
But the Leafs, they bounce back well. They did that last night. And the high wire act, eventually it evens out, and it goes their way. And over the course of a seven-game series, it will break their way at least a couple of times, if not three, hopefully four times. That's the way they play. They're a blast to watch play. And they've got high-end talent, and eventually that high-end talent, it will blossom. And it did last night.
Yeah.
How's that for a robot take?
That's a pretty strong take.
Bet you a robot wouldn't be able to supply that kind of take.
No
but
way.
Yeah.
All right, we're going over to South Korea. Which city?
Pyeongchang.
That's right. Four-time Olympian, Canadian Ski Hall of Famer, and he's an ambassador for the 24-hour Blue Mountain Ski Relay Challenge in support of the Special Olympics. Here is Brian Stemmel. How you doing, Brian?
Excellent, guys.
What's it like over there?
It's pretty fun, actually. They've put on a good show, and we're winning some medals, so nothing wrong with my time over here in Pyeongchang.
Yeah, that's right, man. That's how you pronounce it. That's how I roll. based on, you know, expectations, I know you're all over alpine skiing and tracking the slopes more than anything else, but you're familiar with the way Canada works and the Canadian Olympic Committee. Do you get the sense that they're meeting expectations, exceeding expectations, maybe falling beneath expectations? How would you categorize it?
I think they're rolling along just as perfectly as they thought, you know, winning a couple medals here and there, and there's some surprises as well. So I think the Canadian Olympic Committee's done a great job in preparing everybody properly for their events. You know, the alpine skiers haven't done much, so I haven't had a lot to talk about, but I've been to see Mark McMorris and Mikhail Kinsbury and the bobsleigh guys last night. You know, that was awesome. So, yeah, they're pretty happy with the way things are going.
We obviously focus on the hockey team, and it's been a very different year this year because the NHLers weren't there. Has that changed the coverage and the focus over in South Korea from your standpoint, that with the NHLers not being there, the non-hockey events are getting spotlighted more and maybe creating a bit more buzz than we've seen over the past 20 years?
Maybe for you guys in Canada, as we follow it as Canadians, we follow hockey. You know, I was there in 98 the first time, so when Gretzky was around, and you know, that was great, and having them in the village was cool, and it's been fun ever since when the NHL guys are around. But these guys here are a different breed, and they have better stories, you know, and that's what the Olympics are about. It's not so much about winning the medals, although, you know, that's what you want to do in the end. It's the stories of the guys and how they've gotten there, and that's what I like about the Olympics, when you hear what people have been through, what they put on the line, what they put their families through, the injuries, everything that goes into just getting here. And, you know, hopefully the hockey team can do it. You know, the women's pretty much guaranteed a medal every year when they go in, but you know, they put their heart in their sleeve and get after it as well.
With four-time Olympian Canadian Ski Hall of Famer Brian Stemmel, he's over in South Korea. So as for the alpine skiing, snowboarding, a lot of the focus over here has been the conditions, and especially early in the Olympics, the wind conditions and how that factored into to all of the events. What's your take on that, how the conditions have maybe affected the podium and the way some of these athletes are performing?
Dude, it was nuts. It was blowing the dog off the chain. It was windier than I've ever seen wind before. I almost had an NBC camera fall on me from 5 meters up, like right beside the giant slalom venue for the men. And that affected the guys at the beginning of the week, but then all of a sudden the weather turned, and it's been stunning ever since. You know, just a light breeze now. I'm heading up the chairlift for the women's downhill, and it looks beautiful. And you know, it's the Lindsey Vonn show here today, which has been fun to talk about.
Have you seen our two colleagues, Jay and Dan, over there? And if so, are they actually doing any work, or are they just goofing around?
I would assume just goofing around, but they're down at the Coastal Cluster. It seems to be a little more casual down there for the hockey guys. They're able to go out. I'm stuck up in the mountains, working my tail off, going to the medal ceremonies every night. So, no, I haven't seen them kicking around at all.
So, did you just say you're on a ski lift right now?
Yeah, I just got off it. Didn't you hear me say, yoba se yo, sannida?
So, you're speaking Korean now. Nice, man.
I am, yeah, fully. Yeah.
You mentioned Lindsey Vonn, and we all know what happened with her over the weekend, missing out on the podium. But is she the superstar of superstars when it comes to downhill skiing?
It's larger than life, it seems like. You know, there's a buzz in the air when she's around. I got a chance to chat with her yesterday one-on-one, and she's really generous with her time and cool and fun. And, you know, you don't really realize how big she is when you're just standing there talking to her, because she just seems like another ski racer. But all the stuff she's been through, like, you know, her dad and her family issues at the earlier on in her childhood. She was married to her old coach, who was a bit of a control freak, and went through a nasty divorce there. And then, you know all the Tiger Woods stuff, and, yeah. And then all the trolls on Twitter the last few days after, you know, she said she wouldn't visit the White House because Trump's an idiot. So it's been one thing after another for her. But when you see her, she's just calm, cool, and she gets it done. She's the best female skier ever, and she will win gold here tomorrow.
With Brian Stemmel here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. He's over in South Korea, and again, he's a four-time Olympian Canadian Ski Hall of Famer, but an ambassador for the 24-hour Blue Mountain Ski Relay Challenge in support of Special Olympics. Tell us how you got involved in this, and what should we be expecting?
Well, you know, people like Freedom 55 Financial and Cowan Insurance have really stepped up, and now we're raising money for Special Olympics and the Collingwood General Marine Hospital. And I know, last time I saw him was at the Special Olympics Gala in Toronto, and those athletes are awesome. They really inspire people to be great because they have such a great attitude. And I know O didn't like the lineup for the high fives because people don't really know how to high five. When you come into the gala, each one of us celebrities is with an athlete, and the rest of the procession comes right between us, and everybody high fives, but people don't know how to high five. They do the grasp on sometimes.
Yeah. They grab your wrist. Yeah, I don't know what they do.
Yeah, it's no good, but the event up north is going to be awesome. There are going to be a bunch of Special Olympic kids up there, and people are going to get to ski for 24 hours right through the night. And I know O's been up there a little bit, enjoying the slopes and the après. How's it been up there for you, O?
It's been awesome, buddy. I'm a snowboarder, not a skier. I have to admit that.
Oh, dude. Okay.
If I can contribute to the event at all, I'm more than happy to.
That'd be awesome. Well, we'll have you over there and do the après a little bit.
Yeah, I'm good at that. I'm the Gretzky of the après ski.
Nice. All right, man. Well, enjoy yourself over there, and safe travels getting home, and good luck with this event. We're looking forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Yeah, it should be fun. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
There's Brian Stemmel over there in South Korea putting in work.
I forgot to ask him, when does Lindsey Vonn ski tomorrow? Ask him, Tyler.
Well, we can look it up. Ask Siri. Ask a robot. Brian Stemmel joining us here, the Maple Toyota
Hotline.
What
time does Lindsey Vonn ski tomorrow?
I didn't find any events with Vonn Lindsey about ski for tomorrow.
Cute. The Toyota Drive for Gold event is on now. Get great offers on a range of Toyota models during the winter games. Visit MapleToyota.com. Old Tiger. Tiger's always affiliated with something.
Missed 9 the cut, too. Tomorrow night?
You called that. He's going to miss the cut. He just
I should have a lasagna here from you.
Well, I don't remember what the details of the bet were.
And I will also back it up and say, guess what happens in Florida when you spray it right and left? Guess.
I don't know.
Water.
Yeah.
Water.
And he's playing in the Honda this upcoming weekend.
No way.
You don't think he's making the cut?
No.
Well, he threw up all over himself on the back nine on Friday.
He was chopping brutal. Broccoli like no one's ever seen. I will guarantee you once again he will not make the cut.
That's fine, man.
Because I'm the biggest fan. But the way he's playing golf right now, it's just not happening on that golf course.
No,
I've played that golf course. It is so demanding and difficult off the tee. And if you're hitting it sideways, no way. The bear trap, 15 through 18. Bye-bye.
See you later, Tig. Bye.
Bye.
I hope he makes it.
Bye.
I hope he makes it. All right, so we're going to play a little trivia, a couple of rapid-fire rounds between O-Dog and Jonas, because don't forget, this Friday, Team Corsi versus Team iTest.
And we're getting outfits, uniforms.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
The rematch.
Although I can't promise, Mark might
do that.
Yeah, Mark has like moose horns.
For what?
I don't know. I think he got them.
Better keep my girl away from him.
I can't remember where he got them.
I don't understand how that
he's
applies.
Like, you know those
horns.
You know the hat?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why he has it.
So he's going to bring that in? Is that what he plans on wearing?
Well, because you said something about a heart of a moose and a heart of a rat.
Right.
And you talked
you
about...
him a rat head.
Right, because I remember you talked about us when we weren't on the air with you, and you called us
rats.
Instead of doing it to our
Remember
face on the
Brian
show.
Remember Burke said the rats will take over?
Did they take over?
You guys aren't taking over anything because you're rats.
So he's going to wear moose hats or a moose head.
I think it's possible.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
I will not be wearing them.
That's fine.
Moose head.
Friday at 6 p.m., the rematch will be going down. But we'll do a little bit of rapid fire. We'll get to our Maple Leaf lineup player of the day.
So it's just you fire out a question. Whoever knows it answers it.
Well, no. We'll tell you the rules. We'll break it down.
Right.
I need to get you going, man. I need to get you motivated for this Friday. I need more
I'll
out
surprise
of you.
You, brother. I will surprise you.
All right. We'll get to that next. The theme this week, former Leafs who played for Ken Hitchcock. Today's Maple Leaf lineup player of the day is Alex Steen. Alex Steen. The Upper Deck Leafs lineup is brought to you by Upper Deck Team Triples, available at ZephyrEpic.com. Dallas, good team.
Ken Hitchcock's underrated as a coach for some reason.
I think he's top five wins all time,
yes.
Is he not?
But like... Even last year, well, I guess he gets fired last year.
I don't think you can use the term underrated.
Why? He never gets... He doesn't
top
seem
top five all time. He's a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
But when people talk about like the best coaches in the league, he doesn't get mentioned. Fair? And he should.
Yeah, you're probably right. He may not get as much love as he should. Like Babcock gets a ton of love, and he's in the same category as Babcock.
Yeah. Every time he takes over a team, they suddenly get a lot better. Like, you can look it up. Every team he takes over, like St. Louis, Columbus.
Yeah, there is that shelf life.
Philly.
You're right. They do.
And there's a
better.
Shelf life, yeah.
All right, trivia later this week. We figured we'd give you two a bit of a primer because Masters kind of was the go-to guy in your team,
really?
Jonas. Well, I felt like he maybe contributed a little bit more.
You didn't
so.
Do anything, buddy. You have to admit that.
You got the Great Lakes, so.
Which he answered correctly.
Yeah.
So,
but that was it.
You know, and I need a little bit more out of you. Not much, a little bit more out of you this week. All right, Friday at 6 p.m., the rematch. Team Corsi, a.k.a. Team Nerd, against Team iTest, a.k.a. Team Jock. Are you
go
guys
ahead.
Ready?
Yes.
The way we're, who wants to go first?
Me.
Oh, okay. So the way this is going to work, it's a rapid fire. You're going to have 60 seconds. The clock will begin at the end of the first question. Are you
You're giving
ready?
Me rapid fire a minute?
It's rapid fire a minute. And
if I don't know what I pass.
You pass.
Go ahead.
I'm worried you're going to pass so many times we're going to run out of questions.
I'm worried about that, too.
You have a limit of 10. All right? There's only 20 in front of me, so if you pass 10 times, you're out.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. In what year was the search engine Google founded?
1996.
Wrong. Who was the MVP of Super Bowl I?
Johnny Unitas.
Wrong. Prince Harry's fiance Meghan Markle grew to prominence on what hit TV show?
Suits.
Correct. Fort Knox is found in which U.S. state?
Texas.
Wrong. What year did Columbus first touch down in present-day America?
Columbus?
Yes. Christopher Columbus.
1855.
In horse racing, the Triple Crown is awarded to a horse which wins which three races?
The Triple Crown goes to the Breeders' Cup?
Wrong. Who played the title character in the teen sitcom Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Correct. What year was the Berlin Wall torn down?
67.
How many gold medals did Canada win at the 2010 Vancouver Olympics?
Quiet.
20.
Okay, you got two right.
You know what I have to say for Friday? Year questions should not be allowed.
Really?
It's impossible to know the year of some of these things.
Okay, wait a minute. What year did Columbus first touch down? Tell me you don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer. I probably know the
answer. What is the answer?
I don't know.
1492.
Yes.
I was off by 400 years.
Why would any of us know the year Google was like...
Google's tough, but you were close. It was 98. You said 96. You knew it would be in the late 90s.
Yeah, but knowing exactly the year, it's
okay.
Silly.
Well, talk to Hunt, man. Hunt is the quiz master.
Don't talk to me.
Well, you're going to get some, I'm sure, over the next minute. All right, so O got two. Do you think he can beat two?
I don't know.
You guys suck.
I'm not very good.
You guys are really bad at
now quiz, I know what Mike Babcock was talking about when he said you're the favorite. There's
do you
a lot
have
more
a third right. line of questioning for numbnuts over here who thinks he's so smart?
All right. Yeah, put something together quickly while I'm doing this, and you guys can throw them at
yeah.
me. All right. Yeah, put something together quickly if you can. All right. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
You know the way this works? After my final first question, 60 seconds, okay? 3, 2, 1. Emma Watson is known for playing which character in Harry Potter?
Hermione? Is that how you say it?
That is correct. Hermione Granger. What was the name of the U.S. research and development project to create nuclear weapons in World War II?
Ooh. Is that the Alan Parsons Project?
Wrong.
No, that's the... Oh, it's the Big Boy and Little Boy? Or
no, it's Manhattan Project.
Damn it.
What is the only continent on Earth without an active volcano?
What is the only continent on Earth without an active volcano? Pass.
Europe.
Robin Williams won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in this 97 film. Yes. The first World Cup was held in what country?
Pass.
What is the smallest state in the U.S.?
Ooh. Hawaii?
Wrong.
Alaska.
What does NATO stand for?
Oh, North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Correct. What is the least densely populated country in the world? You're not getting this.
Pass.
Which pop singer's real name is Robin Fenty?
No idea.
Quiet, quiet, quiet.
You guys are brutal. That answer is Rihanna. I didn't know that Rihanna's real name was Robin Fenty.
Who the hell knows that?
I don't know.
You got anything for this character?
Yeah, okay, so send them, bring them in, print them off for O, and why don't we...
I can do it to you right now. There's websites. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, all right, but are they gonna be going to be the same? But wait a minute, though. You got to make sure they're in the same kind of category of difficulty. Give him a minute. We'll come back. We'll get to our best bets, and we'll see if you guys can beat me, okay? Jonas got 3. Oh, you got 2.
We suck.
You guys are really, really bad. I'm talking a big game. Let's see if I can get to more than that, all right? So we'll get to that. We'll get to our best bets. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app.
Are you ready, sir?
I am ready. So you guys both did a 60-second rapid-fire trivia round.
We get it. It's your turn.
I'm just saying. I want to update the audience in case you're just tuning in. And
I got 2 answers right. Jonas got 3. And now it's your turn. Are you ready to start the clock after the conclusion of the first question?
I'm ready.
In what year did Apple Computers release the first iPod?
2004.
Wrong. Who was the last pitcher to win back-to-back Cy Young awards in the American League?
That's doable.
Roger Clemens.
Wrong. Pedro Martinez. Which NHL head coach has the most career losses?
Dude, Lindy Ruff.
Wrong. Paul Maurice. What is the capital of Colombia?
Bogota.
Right.
Let's go.
Which was the first African country to qualify for a World Cup?
South Africa.
Wrong. Egypt.
He's killing me here. Like, let's go.
Who was the first European explorer to discover Canada?
Cartier?
Wrong. Leif Erikson. Which artist won the Grammy? You gotta just leave. Forget the siren. I gotta read the questions.
I got stiffed there. Like, no. He asked
which
me
artist
questions.
Won the Grammy for Album of the Year in 1989?
1989.
It'd
be MJ.
I think it was Milli Vanilli.
For the album 1989.
Taylor Swift. Oh, Taylor Swift. But he said who won in 1989.
In the 1984 Olympics, Winter Olympics, I'm telling you, wait till you read the butchering of these questions.
If we do a reading contest, you are dead. Might take away your license.
The 1984 Winter Olympics were held in what country?
Isn't that Lake Placid?
No, that was
94.
That was, 88 was Calgary. 84 was Lake Placid, wasn't it?
Wrong. Yugoslavia. Okay. Who led the Million Man March on Washington?
You should get that.
That was Martin Luther King.
No, Louis Farrakhan. What continent contains the most fresh water?
North America.
Wrong. Or Antarctica.
Come on.
You suck.
I am brutal. I will
you
admit.
You suck so bad.
I now, the person reading it did not
well,
help
look,
me.
Well, look, dude, this one here says, okay, read number 6, Jonas, to me and see if it makes sense.
I'm going to read it exactly as it's written.
Yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, I'm trying to help
I
you,
know,
so
okay.
Quiet. How was the first European explorer to discover Canada?
Yeah, see, how do you expect me to get those right if they're so
But
choppy?
The question is how. It should be who.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I know
So
that.
I'm like, I'm not an idiot. I'm reading what was down there.
All right, I'm going to protest that because I don't think it counts because it was so choppy. It was.
You still didn't do very well.
I didn't
well.
Do very well.
No. You got Bogota. Missed you by a day in Bogota.
Martin Luther King wasn't a part of that? I was convinced. Did you turn your mic off or on for that?
Was it off?
I think you turned it on to cough.
I turned it off.
No, you turned
My
it on to
My mic is
cough.
Broken.
Well, now it's doing the reverse.
This is a really... I'm done.
You've had enough?
I'm done.
All right.
It's family day. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Well, Wheeler's coming up next, I believe. Is the Wheel Gun coming in? So Wheeler's going to come in with a bunch of takes. We still haven't played the Fergie audio of her... butchering the national anthem.
Let's play that and then we'll get out of
Let's
here.
Let's hear a little bit of it because she just commented on it. Someone got to her and was like, can you explain yourself? This was at the NBA All-Star game yesterday.
Game through the night that our flag was still there. Oh,
What's
That's
her excuse
enough.
For it? What's she saying?
All she said was, I tried my hardest. Thanks, Fergie. You weren't employed to go out there and try hard. That was an abomination of the national anthem.
Yeah, you butchered it. You're
that
Carl
was
Lewis,
terrible.
Roseanne Barr.
And that's the one thing where everyone is willing to rip into the singer that butchers the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's not a win. Like, you cannot come out on top singing the national anthem. You either do it the way you were supposed to do and no one pays attention to it. No one gives you accolades because you were supposed to do that. Or you carve it up and you become a punchline. That's
just,
it.
Just if people are talking about you doing the anthem, you did a bad job,
yeah,
probably.
Exactly right. No one comes in and is like, did you see that anthem last night?
I guess Whitney Houston, was that at the...
The 91 Super Bowl, I believe it was.
Nice.
What year was that? I believe it was in 91. Because the Gulf War was just kicking off.
What is the universal blood type?
A minor.
I don't
That's
know.
A guitar.
I don't know. Anyway, all right, guys. Thanks, Jonas. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks.
Lots
I'll
of travel.
See you on Friday.
Are you coming back in Friday for a trivia, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to bring Masters?
Yeah.
I got to study, man. I was brutal.
The thing is, you can't study. We studied for our, the first one, and we tied you.
Well, we beat you.
Well.
You were pretty bad, and
there was
beat
a protest
you.
Filed, so.
All right, that's coming up later in the week. Team Corsi versus Team iTest, the rematch, 6 p.m. on Friday. Noodles will be back from Nashville tomorrow afternoon. Leafs are back in action tomorrow night. For O-Dog, Jonas, I'm Brian Hayes. Enjoy your evenings. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m. We'll chat then.